Well, NEMS 1.4 is coming. It's like on the threshold of release.
I've been loving the updates.
Oh, if you don't follow me on Twitter, you've got to. At Robbie Ferguson. And NEMS 1.4, so this is an enterprise monitoring server for the Raspberry Pi. Mm-hmm. So with a Raspberry Pi microcomputer, you can monitor all your devices and find out what's up, what's down, what's having problems.
Yep.
If hard drive space is low, it'll warn you, that kind of stuff. It's fantastic, but it's really evolved over the years. There's been so much community support. It's been a lot of fun to do. But NEMS 1.4, I'm so excited about it, Jeff. Sasha, you need this at your office.
Yes, I do.
Think about this. It's a Raspberry Pi that will tell you if your chiropractic software hasn't run its
error scan.
Its error scan.
Since May 30th? Okay.
Yeah, could you imagine? It'll warn you before it happens that it's happening. So you get emails and you know that this is happening, that something is going wrong before it actually goes wrong and becomes critical.
I do need
You've got two drives in a RAID 1. One of them has failed and you may not know, and maybe you're not monitoring it on a regular basis, so it will alert you that one of those drives has failed. Those kinds of things.
See, I look at my network at home and I go, I haven't had a need for NEMS because all of our devices are used. And then I got into cryptocurrency. And I've been mining Turtle Coin with my
Pi. You want to know that your miner is up.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Mm-hmm. It's completely headless. And so every once in a while I log in, I'm like, oh, how are my hash rates doing? Zero.
What?
Oh, no, I've been down and I have no clue for how long.
Right. So imagine being able to monitor your hash rates on the miner.
Yep.
And be able to keep track of things. Yeah. I mean,
there's did we just become best friends? We did.
Who did?
You and I.
We already are.
I know.
What happened?
Wait.
You developed NEMS.
We fell out last week. That's why he wasn't here.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, then he came up with NEMS.
I
thought you were working.
Like the middle child I was born to be.
What?
Why are you guys middle or best friends? And where am I?
Because NEMS.
You are the glue that holds us together.
Okay. Sustained.
Check out nemslinux.com. But why I'm so excited about this is because with version 1.4, Sasha, best friend Sasha.
Yes, friend Robbie.
Yeah, the product has evolved so much. And I call it a product because it really is a commercial application, but it's free. It's free.
So.
Cha-ching.
That's how we do things. And that's why we have so much trouble paying the bills. We just do awesome things and give it away.
Yeah.
But NEMS 1.4 is coming. And it's like, we've got the attention of Nagios. We've got them writing about it. We've got people talking about it that are in the industry. And Admin Magazine has actually published a full, like, 8-page color article about it.
Well done.
And, like, this is all happening as I'm just kind of, like, doing this in my spare time when, you know, tinkering
away.
You
have spare time?
Not because of NEMS.
Now.
Between Category 5 and NEMS, that's and family time. Like, this is my spare time. So with 1.4, I did something crazy, Jeff.
Okay.
NEMS was always based on Nagios Pi.
Right.
Okay, so this is a Raspberry Pi distro of Nagios. So it was based on that, and then I built it up over the years, and it's been getting better and better.
Right.
NEMS 1.4, I blasted everything that's ever been done. Wiped it completely, started from scratch, and built it, compiled it from the ground up.
Right.
So if you're familiar with Nagios, this is like version 4.3.4. This is the best web-based responsive interface for Nagios that you've ever seen, and the capability of doing all your administration through a GUI, and you don't have to deal with Nagios scripting.
Right,
it's
which
amazing.
Is beautiful.
It's amazing. So that's what NEMS 1.4 represents. And we've got backers like Logic Supply. This is a computer manufacturer that is providing hardware so that we can bring NEMS to their hardware.
That's
so that
cool.
We can bring it to you as an appliance. We've got people like the manufacturers of Fitlet 2. Check them out. It's all one word, Fitlet 2. It's a fully integrated, no moving parts, completely solid state computer. And this little itty bitty thing, it's like a million times better than a Raspberry Pi as far as its actual power goes. Mm-hmm. And it's NEMS is being ported to that. This thing that I built and gave away for free, they're putting it on that and selling these devices.
That's cool.
That is so cool.
There's so much exciting things coming from Nagios Enterprise Monitoring Server, and I'm excited that we're going to be showing it on the show pretty soon as well.
Yes.
Because it's coming. It's coming.
Yay.
The updates have made me very, like, anticipatory.
It's been neat seeing it evolve, because Nagios has traditionally been very onerous to maintain and to get up and going. And it can be a nightmare for a sysadmin to create an Agio server and get it up and going, create the scripts, get monitoring. 5 minutes, you're done.
Making life simple for everyone.
And it's all based on a GUI and a web user interface with responsive layouts that works on your mobile phone or your tablet.
Yep.
What? You definitely need to check it out, folks.